In a last-ditch election effort, Green Party candidate Annalena Baerbock tries to convince voters that she is best suited to become Germany's leader, targeting mainly young people like Lukas Weidinger, who feel disgruntled by the status quo and are calling for change.
I had some contacts with the classical, more classical, older parties, and I was a little bit disappointed because I thought, like, that's not how I want to play politics, right? And that's not, I don't feel that I really can make a difference. I can only participate in continuing the same thing over and over.
Climate change, social justice and equality are among top concerns for a generation that grew up in the era of globalization and the internet.
The youth represent less than 15% of the electorate, and among them, first-time voters who have known no other leader than Angela Merkel. But they are trying to have an impact on the outcome of the election.
They are the so-called Merkel generation, one that mostly thinks the outgoing chancellor wasn't progressive enough. And they've grown more demanding, maintaining pressure on the streets with climate protest groups like the Friday for Future movement. This is also their last-ditch attempt to make their voices heard less than 48 hours ahead of what Rivke Lambrecht calls a historic election. She has put her future on hold, saying there are more pressing issues to be dealt with first.
Exactly, because our future is in big danger, actually, if we are not putting our studies on hold, for example, now, to go on the streets to protest, to try our best to change something, then my studies probably won't help me in 50 years anymore, because we will have floods and war and lots of refugees. So the 60 plus people will decide about our future. So it's so important to convince the old generation to vote for the young generation somehow.
This has pushed politicians to listen and address the concerns of young people, says Vasily Golod. He is the co-host of Machiavelli, a popular podcast that links rap and politics. Some of the candidates took part in his show, including center-left Social Democrat leader Olaf Scholz.
They need the young people because they see that older people also start to think about the following generations. There is pressure. There is pressure from the streets. There is pressure from the young generation on the streets. There is pressure from young journalists. There is pressure from musicians. So I think in the whole society, we see that there is a shift, there is a change, and probably we will also see this change after the election.
In many ways, Angela Merkel has shaped German youth. They are a minority of voters, but in this tight race could emerge crucial to whoever reaches the finishing line first. Hadad Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Cologne, Germany.